This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm about to just talk Guardians. I don't even want to bring this up. Do I bring this up? What I forwarded you guys in the email this morning? Want me to do it?
Sure.
You sure? I'll be quick. The mock drafts are already out. Should I go further or no? We got Todd Derry. We're talking baseball at 9, okay? Mock drafts are already out.
And where do they have us picking right now? What's the number?
They have us picking 5th. Every one of these sent to me, CBS Sports, Yahoo, also Draft Countdown, has us taking a quarterback. Real quick, you want to go over the names? Real quick? Real
fine, quick? Whatever.
Mark it down, 8:46, October 3rd. Okay? Draft Countdown has us taking Cam Ward, Miami. Yeah. Man, a little slight of frame.
Man, he's
a magician, man.
I think he threw 3 picks in the last game, and it could have been 6.
So? Detail.
That was a wild... We didn't even talk about what
Details.
A wild, wild finish that was.
There's upside.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Guys, it's been a while since we've sat here and actively watched quarterbacks. Yeah. You're going to have to dust this off. Hopefully he... I'm telling you, if he keeps playing well and they keep losing games, he ain't the one going. CBS Sports... which I think this might be Ryan Wilson. It has to be because he's their draft guy. No, this is Chris Trapasso. I beg your pardon. He is one of them. He has us taking Jalen Milroe, whose own quarterback said he's a running back that throws. And I went, oh, God, we're going into Daniel Jones land here. Yahoo Sports, Shedeur Sanders. I guarantee they're not going to take Shedeur Sanders. Yeah, I'm going to guarantee it.
It's a guarantee.
Yeah, it's Ken Carmen guarantee. I don't think that matters to anybody. It's not worth the paper it's printed on to anybody. That's a guarantee.
If you bring him in, do you have to hire his offensive coordinator?
Pat Shurmur?
Well, no. I guess it works that way, too. No, I'm talking about his trusty father.
And that's why it's not going to happen. Because if it keeps going this way, now we're going to X out of that and never talk about those mock drafts until it's... just like Paul Masson, they'll sell no wine before it's time. We're not going to do that before it's time again. It just got sent to me.
Don't you think you'd have to have the worst record in the NFL him. Or the second worst record in the NFL to draft a quarterback?
I told you who people need to be watching if they want to look at the top of the board. Garrett Nussmeier down at LSU.
Yeah, you like him.
However,
like him a lot.
I think he's my dark horse. I said that back in August. So it wouldn't be him because if he continues to play like this, he is Deshaun now. If Deshaun continues to play like this, he ain't going anywhere. Other guys will go anywhere. And then you're not going to draft anybody behind him. You're going to try to build around him. You might draft a wide receiver. Does Tet McMillan out of Arizona look good to anybody? How far down could Emeka Ibuka fall?
Yeah, it stinks. The receivers we want are not draft eligible.
Yeah. I mean, you can't get Jeremiah Smith. We're going to have to remind people that Jeremiah Smith can't come up for 2 more years. Yep. And we'll probably have to do the same thing for Ryan Williams with people when that time comes. Offensive lineman, already heard from Jim Nagy. Or Dane Brugler, I think, put it out as well. Not a great year for first-round talent. Not a great year.
Right.
Overall.
I saw multiple people talking about this.
They'll build with him, though.
Now, it'll change by the time we get to the end of the year. So you got to fully understand that. But right now, executives around the league, according to people that are following this, think there's only like 10 to 14 guys with first-round grades in this draft.
But are the players going to get better on tape as the season goes on? Maybe some. Or Is there just 32 spots and we got to fill them spots?
Which I think that does happen. Absolutely.
Okay. So that points down to how much faith people have in Andrew Berry. Right now, I don't think there's a whole lot. Maybe that'll change as the season goes on, but people have really started to roll up their sleeves and look at the draft picks. And there's been some very strong criticism about Andrew here over the last couple of weeks.
Well, it makes sense because the guys you did get excited about, DeJuan Jones last year, Martin Emerson, if those guys are just Jags, right, and they're not what we thought that they could be or what they were trending towards, well, then you look at the drafts and it's like JOK and who else over the last – I mean, this has been five drafts now. Like, I mean, that's a substantial time. Most GMs don't even make it that long.
I still have a ton of faith in DeJuan Jones. I have – you mentioned JOK. I mean, that's – was Grant Delpit his pick? I think Grant was his pick. Grant was his pick. Greg Newsom was his pick.
Yeah.
Greg Newsom's okay. I mean, he's good.
Well, we've wondered if they were going to trade him.
Yeah.
You know, this entire time.
Yeah, he's a tradable piece. That's what people are saying. So, I mean, if you really examine it, it's not too terribly tremendous. So you got a very strong discussion.
Delpit was his pick.
Okay, Delpit's good.
I'm looking at the drafts, man. This is
Cam Mitchell.
This is not great.
Cam Mitchell's been good. Filling in. It was late round. Okay, don't side-eye me. What's the matter? Was he or was he not good?
He's fine for what he does.
Okay, what the hell does that mean?
He's not been what you've seen out of MJ Emerson or anything like that.
Well, he's a mid-round pick, but he's a late-round pick. What am I supposed to expect from
Cam
Mitchell?
Now, if you don't keep Chedrick Wills, and that was the first draft class, Wills and Delpit.
But I don't think you can go to the late round picks and go, they do spot fill in stuff very well and go, that makes him a good drafter. Yes, he picked a kid where the kid was commiserate to pick and he didn't turn into a complete failure.
I think that's a check mark.
Congratulations on all your success.
That's a check mark in my book, if you ask me. And I'm trying to find the positives.
Well, we need stars,
though. Yeah, when the reason Ozzie Newsome is considered all time great is because he drafted Ray Lewis, Jonathan Ogden, Ed Reed. I mean, Terrell Suggs.
Yeah, what has he done lately?
Well, it was a long period of time, right? Yeah, where it started to feel that way.
But when you get those guys, you can miss for 3 or 4 years because they are decades long players.
Yeah, but when you have hits like that, I mean, you're right. It's not even misses. It's like, man, when you have hits like that, guys can come in and they can be Jags.
Right, and then you can go and get your sixth-round guy and go, hey, he showed up. He looks more like a fourth-rounder.
Yeah, I mean,
and you're good.
Again, when we give guys credit for some of this stuff, like a caller called in once and said Daffy Duck could draft Myles Garrett. Like, yeah, that's true. I mean, anybody was going to draft Myles Garrett, so I don't know if that takes a whole lot of the wherewithal there. But, like, hey, moving up for David Njoku years ago, I mean, that was a good move by that organization, by at least that front office. I mean, this is what's going to be discussed here. I mean, if you can't get the 5.5 wins, for crying out loud, Lyman's puffing out his chest to get the 6-11.
I just thought it was absurd.
It's absurd to talk and puff out your chest about 6-11. Guys are going to go if they're 6-11 because this is supposed to be an analytical team. If you have people who are in analytics having a problem with your team, because you can say everything you want to about the analytics of what they're put together, if the sum of all the parts does not end up being a winner, the analytical people are going to be critical of it, and that means that somebody's going to have to answer for it. Okay, well, it ain't going to be Deshaun if he keeps playing this way. It's going to be everybody else. Their jobs are up for grabs, not his, because of the investment that's been made.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.